How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Richard Zwicky with High on Healthy. Have you ever considered, what if the pain in your shoulder isn't just physical, but it's also emotional? On today's show, we've got a certified energy healer, Tim Spriggs, who's the founder of the Revive Wellness Center in Albuquerque, to explore that powerful idea that anything can cause anything. And this can be from trapped emotions to energy imbalances, and often is expressed by physical pain, but it actually is underlying issues that we need to restore balance to resolve. Welcome aboard the show, Tim.
Hi, thank you. It's really good to be here.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's a question which we don't consider a lot of the time. We do, in an underlying way, we look at it in terms of our emotions do affect us in terms of we feel pain more acutely. But your premise is really that a lot of the pains we may feel on a daily basis are always emotional in root, if I can understand correctly. And resolving that, or they tie together really well. It's not always. I mean, obviously you get a bruise, it's a bruise.
Right.
But it's these unexplained pains.
The premise is, first of all, everything is energy, which Einstein came up with that, absolutely everything. Mm-hmm. And so our bodies are impacted by energy. And so we all experience traumas. We all experience, different emotions, of course, and interactions. And these energies can affect our body. And sometimes they get actually trapped in our body. And then that causes a blockage. And so we do try to identify exactly, what is going on to get to the root cause. And the idea is that we're removing those blockages, and so your body can heal itself. Because once those blockages are removed, then, everything flows properly. So it's kind of similar to the concept of acupuncture, where, they're trying to get the energy flowing properly.
Right.
And so
it's like emotional acupuncture.
Kind of, yeah. And we actually do also do work with imbalances. You might have a misalignment, let's say, like of your fascia, or your there might be an organ that's slightly misaligned.
Right.
And so we can actually realign that. And it's not the big misalignments like you go to a chiropractor for. But
right.
They're very minor misalignments, but they can cause energetic blockages as well.
Explain that a bit further. One, what do you mean by, let's say, your kidney being misaligned, but how you would adjust that?
So it's actually really great. We use intention, and right, we use a magnetic charge. And so, and this can be done remotely, which is kind of strange too, but I use my body as proxy. And you use the magnetic charge going down the governing meridian. And so if we're in person, I would go down the person's back. But there's governing meridians. The governing meridian goes in all over your body, really. So there's places
right
you can do the magnet. So the intention is remove this imbalance or misalignment. And then you do the swiping with the magnet, and actually puts it back in place. And this is all done with the way we determine all of this is using muscle testing, which has been used since the early 1900s by medical practitioners and chiropractors, and I connect with the person's subconscious, and I can ask yes or no questions. That's it. So it's not like a psychic thing, but I'm asking the subconscious, okay, is there something that is causing this issue? Is there something that we can remove that will help resolve this? And so that's when we start getting down into whether it's a trapped emotion or an imbalance or even a negative belief. And by that, there's a person that actually I was working on the other day, and in his early teens, well, not early teens, but doesn't matter. He was a teenager, and someone told him that he should be dead. He shouldn't be alive. They're being all mean to him. It was a,
right.
You know, and so that was one of the root causes, actually, of some of his issues today.
Sure. And so those do affect you in very many ways, right? It's not just a form of emotional abuse, but it sinks in and affects your values and beliefs.
And he hadn't even thought about it.
Right. Yeah, it's often subconscious. That's true. And that, but you know, that's so part of what you're doing is also is looking at just like an NLP with the values and beliefs.
Yeah, we're looking at the values and beliefs as well. And basically it's just to remove the negative ones, and the subconscious doesn't offer those up unless it is something that we should remove. So yes, but you're right. We're looking at all those. We have with the belief code, body coding, emotion code, the belief code kind of pulls them all together.
Right.
So there's like a belief system that is formed. And so you have several like negative beliefs or negative statements. And they're combined with these trapped emotions. And they're almost always negative trapped emotions. There's only one.
Yeah.
Positive trapped emotion, but that's very unusual.
Which is that?
It's called overjoy. And that's, think about, you know, winning the lottery, getting your dream job, and having your dream partner say yes to marry you on the same day. There's just all these fantastic emotions, and you can't process them all. So you put some of them kind of on hold, so to speak, and anyway, they end up getting trapped in your body.
Interesting. I've never heard about that before.
Yeah, it's really strange. But
I wouldn't imagine doing all those things on one day would be overwhelming.
But it's extremely rare, like I said. So
yeah.
But that is the only one that would be positive. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know, you know, the trapped negative emotions are incredibly powerful in how they affect us and can affect us through our lives. And even once we're aware of them, they still linger.
Yes.
It's very hard. To shed them completely, but the skill is to learn how to overcome them or ignore those thoughts and replace them with positive perspectives and beliefs. I'm curious. So, you know, those are emotional paints when you've got those negative beliefs. Your work though looks at how to use the body to release those emotional pains. Yes, it ties them all together, but an important part is the body aspect of releasing those beliefs. How is the process different from just straight therapy of one form or another? Because if you're dealing with the body.
So we end up getting to the exact time. I mean, you can, whatever the issue is, let's say someone has migraines, and so you're going through and finding these trapped emotions that are contributing to this issue.
Right.
And it turns out that, well, for instance, you can also inherit trapped emotions. So we identify the trapped emotion, and that particular trapped emotion might be from when you were 2 years old.
Right.
And so you can clear that then energetically and using the magnet, like I said. And so it removes the energetic charge. Okay, so you still have, if you happen to have memory of this particular time, sure. you still have the memory, but it removes the energetic charge that you may not even be aware of that's contributing to this issue. And, you know, like I said, with the magnet, that. So our bodies produce emotions. Let's go back to that point.
Right.
Our bodies actually produce the emotions, and when we don't process them properly, they get trapped somewhere in the body. And there's no real rhyme or reason as to where they get trapped.
Yep.
So yeah, that's how we end up. We use the body to help and the magnetic, because, you know, our bodies are magnetic as well. And so we use that with intention to release that negative charge. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand that now, what you're referring to and going through. But so when somebody is going through your process and working with you, one of the hardest stages for many in therapy is the moment when you face your adverse childhood experience. That is the root of so many of the adult mental health issues. And that's a huge emotional pain, whether it's because of trauma or abuse or combination thereof. When you confront those events, it's usually traumatic, because to overcome them, you're not reliving them, but you are confronting them sometimes for the first time because you're breaking down that wall. But it's necessary for healing. When you're working with patients, you know, and you're working with the body, but you're having these releases which are emotional, it's usually a trained therapist who's there with you, helping you mediate the effects. How in your process, is there a therapist there, like a mental health therapist? Is there somebody who's trained to handle what happens when the patient actually has this overwhelming release of emotions for all of the non-physical effects?
No, we don't have someone there. It's releasing that charge, and it's usually not. I mean, people will experience some emotions when they remember it, but it's usually not extreme, like you say. I've worked with people with PTSD, for instance, or have very, very bad, you know, traumatic childhoods, and it's actually more of a they feel lighter afterwards.
Right.
Now, and I'm not saying that I would replace the therapist at all, because they still need to work through mentally what happened then, but now it doesn't have that negative charge, so you don't have the trigger with it, and it's been released.
So are patients better coming to you after they've been working with a therapist, so that they're already mindful of what happened and understand that aspect, so there isn't something that comes out or up, or you're not looking for the root issue at that point, you're looking to release the energy, you've already identified it?
Most times people are coming to me, I mean, it can be during therapy, like they could be going through therapy at the time, or they could come after, or they could just not go to therapy. I mean, I'm saying they, some people come to me and they haven't been to a therapist, because I don't actually go in and try to find, unless they want me to get more detail. I just find that particular trapped emotion needs to be removed in order for us to move forward with whatever the issue is that they're having at that time.
Tim, can you explain to me then how a client's specific pain, such as a shoulder pain, how your system can trace it back to a unique imbalance or emotion, and how does that process work? Does a patient come in saying, you know, my shoulder's hurting, or is it actually you're going through the process and chatting with them and investigating and discovering, and then, you know, just as when I'm working with acupuncture, sometimes they put the needles or pins into my feet or thighs to help my shoulder because the pressure points, but I would never guess that. If I were coming in from my shoulder, I'd expect somebody to focus just on my shoulder.
Right. Okay. So usually I want people to give me 3 to 5 issues that they're having.
How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com. Tired of social media censorship? Frustrated by restrictions on TV, billboards, and traditional radio? CannabisRadio.com is the only platform where you can connect directly with over 1 million dedicated listeners without the limitations. Advertise your product freely to high-value, educated decision makers. Launch your unrestricted campaign today. Email Brasco, B-R-A-S-C-O, at CannabisRadio.com.
Having or what worked on.
Right.
And I'll test and see which one is the highest priority. And usually it's the one that's the most painful, but it just, you know, it depends. And so then I start, that's the focus for the session, then whatever that is, if it happens to be your shoulder pain or whatever. And then I basically ask, okay, is there anything, are there any blockages being caused that we can remove that will help with the shoulder pain? And so that's where I start. And, now, sometimes people say, you know, I don't really know. You know, I don't have 3 to 5 things. And so I say, okay, what's for the person's, you know, what can we do for their greatest good? What's going to help them the most? And so we go from there then, and that's the focus. And so I don't ever find out what the focus is. I mean, specifically, like, you know, if it's their shoulder or what, but the subconscious comes up with something, says, okay, this is what you can release and it'll be for their greater good.
So it's like breaking a dam.
Yes.
And yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So just one more step. So once I do that, then it's like, okay, is there a belief system that is contributing to this, or is it just, you know, imbalances or just trapped emotions? But typically it's been the belief system, which incorporates all of them, of course. But occasionally, like I was working with someone, with Parkinson's, and we did belief code sessions, a few, and then those were all done and said, we just need to do body code, for imbalances, and we're done, you know, and so that's it.
And, you know, you mentioned the patient with Parkinson's, and you know, earlier we talked a little bit about, and you said you don't know where the body's going to store the energy. But is there some typical areas that tend to come up more frequently associated to certain types of events?
Not really. Yeah. That's where, like, that concept of anything can cause anything.
Right.
Now, this wasn't someone I had worked with. It was the person who founded these systems. But this lady had migraines for, you know, 20 years, and you know, she came to him out of desperation, and it turned out there was a misalignment in her big toe, and after he realigned everything, no more migraines. And I've worked with people with migraines, but none of them had a big toe issue. So
right,
it's really, there's really no rhyme or reason. As far as we know so far, no one has seen a specific pattern in things.
And when you work with somebody and you start off working with a particular type of pain or issue, have you had some completely unexpected improvements and results in other areas of their business that are the result of clearing the energetic disruptions?
I have. I'm trying to think of an example, but I know, it wasn't, no one has specifically said about their work, except unless I've worked on that specifically. Like, there was one person who's like, you know what, I used to be confident in my work, and it's not there anymore. What's going on? And so I did a session specifically for that. And then they said, right. Oh, you know, told me it's back. But I have had people tell me that, you know, let's say I've worked on, this one person had really bad shoulder pain, and I was working on that, but they also had hip pain. Well, resolving the shoulder pain helped resolve the hip pain as well.
Sure. Just like if you deal with bad knees, your hips tend to feel better because of the structure of the body. That makes perfect sense. Of course, a lot of what you deal with is subconscious. Mm-hmm. In terms of, you're asking people to identify certain aspects, but the reality is, digging into it, most of the pain would be subconscious in nature. If we knew where it was and why it existed, we'd probably be able to address a lot of it ourselves. How does this process then differ from conscious decision making? Because if we understand it, why aren't we able to address it ourselves?
Well, eventually we can. It's just that a lot of times we don't even know it's there because we, let's say a belief system actually was formed when we were 2 years old, or if we inherited, some people have actually inherited the entire belief system.
Sure.
And these trapped emotions and things. And so we don't even know it's there, and you can't consciously get rid of it then because you weren't around, but,
right.
But once you get to a point to where, we've been releasing these and you can start to, realize when an emotion is becoming trapped. And you can actually.
How do you realize that for yourself, like consciously?
It's you have to have a lot of self-awareness and work on your emotions.
Right.
when you do have them, and you can kind of feel when it's starting to, I guess, be put on the back burner. That's the best way I can put it. But if you are really conscious of these things, you can actually start to feel. And you're like, oh, I need to process this. I need to acknowledge it and, go forward from there. And it is, part of it is, like you were saying before, that you try to address it from a positive aspect too.
Right.
So that, and that's part of what the belief code helps with. It kind of, it changes your filter a little bit of how you view the world. And I'd like to use the example of text messages, when texting first came out, and it's still that way today, but it's you don't get the context a lot of times.
Sure.
And you don't.
Texting is horrible for transmitting emotions and.
Yeah. Well, and people, so a lot of times they'll take that text and they'll take it totally the wrong way.
Yep.
And, but.
Huge problem in dating.
Yes. But if you have a more positive outlook and give them the benefit of doubt and think, oh, this is what they meant, and go from that standpoint, then that's a positive step you can take without getting into all those emotional triggers and everything that you might be experiencing otherwise.
Right. That makes sense. And so, this is a niche field.
Mm-hmm.
Within. How did you end up here?
Well, I started out actually in a medical family, but I always thought that there was something more, and they, traditional medicine is treating the symptoms more than the root cause. And I always thought, well, there should be a way to get to the root cause. I had learned a little bit about, acupuncture, acupressure, and as well as supplements. I got into, and I was in the martial arts, and that's where I learned about Reiki.
Right.
And how that can help. And then my Reiki instructor actually told me about the emotion code, and I started reading about that. And I, the more I read is the more I thought, this is what I've been looking for my whole life, because it actually allows you to get into the root cause. And when I used to work in IT, and one thing they would say is that I was like a surgeon. I would go into these, there was an issue, and I'd go in and go deep and find the root cause that no one else could figure out. But
right.
So that's why this really appealed to me, because it was similar to that. And then once I found, once I was certified in emotion code, I found out about the belief code and body code. And the more I got into those, the more I thought, yes, I need to get this as well, because they're so powerful. And ultimately, I want to help people, and I think this is a great way to do it, especially if the traditional medicine isn't helping them.
Yeah, no, it's, there's, our premise is there's no one path to healthy.
Yes.
Right? And all medicine really needs to be looked at as personalized, because we are, while we have so many commonalities, we are still unique in terms of the way everything combines. Tim, we are running out of time. People who want to learn more about your work and the Revive Wellness Center. How can they reach out to you? How should they contact you? And, you know, do patients come from across the U.S. or do they come mostly from New Mexico? Or how do you work with people?
All across the U.S., really the world, as long as I don't speak any other languages, unfortunately, but as long as they, and actually I could do it without them speaking the language. It's just, it's, you know, easier to communicate that way.
Of course.
But, so I'm at, I have a website, wellnessrevival.net, not .com, but .net. Okay. And I have a discovery call for 15 minutes that they could schedule themselves for if they want more information. Otherwise, they can just schedule an appointment. I can also be reached at 505-607-8127. So that's a U.S. number. So that's, those are the two best ways. I do have an email, but, you know, we'll leave it. I think they can get my email off the website.
Sure. No, that makes perfect sense. Well, thanks for joining us today on the show, Tim.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It was really great talking with you.
Yeah, and thanks to everybody for listening. It's been an interesting conversation into concepts around why pains aren't just physical, but sometimes the roots are emotional. I'm Richard Zwicky with High on Healthy, and we'll be back again with you soon.
How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.